Now Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Ladies, coming home serves again to introduce the Bob and Ray Show. And we've had many requests from you listeners asking that your name be placed on the Bob and Ray mailing list.
Somebody stopped me on the street just this morning and wanted to know if I could give them information on that.
Tex Blaisdell, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Ray.
What did you tell that person, Tex?
I told them to tune in tonight, and you'd probably tell them just how...
Well, the way to get on the Bob and Ray mailing list is to do something real nice for Bob and Ray. That's about it. Many people, just simply by writing, writing into us, are immediately taken off our list. We're very arbitrary like that. It's hard, and yet it's easy to get on the list.
You never know. Yeah. When you write your letter stating your reasons for wanting to be on the list, you
don't know how we feel the minute we open that letter.
I will accept it.
We look at it and say, no! And we crumble it right up, throw it into the wastebasket, or at one another, sometimes for fun in the office. But it's something that you have absolutely no control over, nor do we.
A few tips, though. Mentioning this will help. And
always has counted, and in case of duplication, of course, ties will be awarded. And let me see what else.
I think that lady is going on the list.
Yes, we have a poem from Elizabeth Schwartz, and she sent us a nice poem. Would you like me to read it?
Yes, I think if we could. We have any music behind it?
Too bad we couldn't have Charles the poet in.
Well, we didn't think of it in time, but I think if you read it, it would
all right.
Work for us very well. And
here it is, anyway. Wonderful Bob and Ray, happy New Year's Day. As I wash the dishes, you are all my heart wishes. Give us more like the lady who won the Good Neighbor Award for calling the police to get the kids out of her yard. On Halloween, your interviews with business executives should make the news and reassure all of us that our way of life will endure. And we will accumulate riches as long as Bob and Ray are around to keep us in stitches.
Thank you, Eddie.
I never did quite get with the meter of that.
I think we should send a set of the Bob and Ray Encyclopedia to that lady, though.
All right. Well, then maybe we can do that. I don't know. Does that scan properly?
Each two lines scans, but...
I'm not very good. But thank you very much, Mrs. Schwartz. We hope... We help you through your washing the dishes. Sure.
Tonight we want to take up a rather serious problem that's come to our attention, and we have gone to some effort to present a well-rounded picture of this problem. We hadn't realized just how great it was until the facts were all across our desk.
Here we are now, then, with the Bob and Ray Report. Report on the Pocket Fuzz Shame.
The shame of pocket fuzz in our nation today is one of the greatest problems we have to face. And to delve into the various aspects of the problem, we call together our Bob and Ray correspondents and experts in the matter to try and find a solution. First, we're going to be Office of the Citizens Committee Against Pocket Fuzz to hear an interview between Wally Ballou and William H. Fuzzy King, head of the committee. Come in, please, Mr. Ballou. Here's Wally Ballou at the offices of the CCAPF, and I'm sitting across the desk of Mr. William H. Fuzzy King. Should I call you Mr. King or Fuzzy?
Mr. Ballou, I would prefer you call me Mr. King. I think if you call me Fuzzy throughout the interview, people may not place as much
credence
or importance to my job.
Well, as I go into the 24th year of my newscasting and special events career, I sense that I have stumbled on something that is one of the biggest stories of that 24-year period, and I wonder if you could pinpoint it for me.
Yes, well, I have been with the committee since it was founded 7 months ago, and after all these weeks and informing and educating the public as to not only the danger of pocket fuzz from a physical standpoint, but also from a cleanly, sanitary standpoint.
Yes.
I reached into my pocket this morning and found just a little, some shredded tobacco, a piece of I believe it was a clove type of candy, small little piece. And some fuzz.
Together with fuzz from the inside of your very pocket there.
So you can see that the problem is bigger than you would think. If through this broadcast, we can alert the public to cleaning out their pockets more frequently, I think we will observe the great
purpose. I think we all understand that. Mr. King, what is the primary danger in this amount of pocket fuzz being around in pockets throughout the country?
Well, the principal danger is this. What we want to do is have people empty their pockets in sections. There's a danger that everyone will get the idea to empty their pocket fuzz at the same time. And then the country is in a serious problem.
Throw us out of
what we want to do is say have the Northeast do it Monday through Wednesday. And then the Southeast, maybe Thursday through Friday.
Right.
And then take the weekend off.
Well,
and then go out the West Coast again, Monday through Wednesday. You see, so as to balance the fuzz.
Well, I think that that is a very constructive idea. But to find out just what the average man is doing about the problem, let me call in my broadcasting partner, Artie Skirmahorn, in the street below as he chats with passersby. Come in, Artie, please.
Hello, everybody. This is Artie Skirmahorn. Here is part of the Bob and Ray Report on pocket fuzz. Sir?
Yes?
I wonder if you could speak into our microphone and give us your impressions of the fuzz problem.
I had been unacquainted with it until I heard the announcements on the radio about it. And saw the big posters going up on the street corners and on the delivery trucks.
Yes, that poster, I might point out, shows a man emptying his pocket saying, "Have you done it?"
Right. Well, immediately after I read that, I began to think about the problem.
Yes, I wonder, just for the sake of describing the problems, would you empty your right coat pocket now? Let's see how much fuzz you have accumulated there.
All right. Here's it.
As he's doing that, I might point out that the fuzz is being gathered now at various points in the Northeast at Newport, Rhode Island. It's baled, this pocket fuzz, and it's taken to sea and dumped. All right, sir, now what...
there's a good half a handful right
Look, there. I'm getting a signal report to hurry up, so would you speed along?
Well, I'm going to empty this pocket, and then when I get home, I'll empty the other ones.
We must go now to Fentress Sinon, who's at Capital City, talking with the governor.
This is Fentress Sinon in the office of the governor at Central City. Governor, what is the state doing to meet this problem?
I have today authorized the Attorney General to check on Fuzzy King.
He is the head of the Citizens Committee.
I think this whole thing is a phony thing that's being perpetrated by Fuzzy King for what reasons we do not know.
Do you tie this problem or this question he has raised, do you tie it in with this being a political year in any respect?
I wouldn't want to comment one way or the other on that. Right now, I'm interested in seeing if this fellow's up to no good, and if he is, to put him where he belongs.
In other words, your first job will be an investigation of Mr. Fuzzy King.
First thing I'm going to do, and then I want to check on Bob and Ray.
Thank you, Governor. And now this is Fentress Sinon and Capital City returning it to New York.
And so you have heard the Bob and Ray Report on the pocket fuzz shame.
Say, once again across the nation, it's Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
22nd of January, and a good time for us to remind you to be listening this Sunday for CBS Radio's Have Gun Will Travel.
Oh, boy. Well, this Sunday night, Paladin's going to be off on a wild goose chase, you know.
Well, that doesn't sound especially exciting.
No, this isn't in the line of business. Paladin figures he needs some relaxation, so he's going out and shoots some wild geese.
What goes well with wild goose, anyway?
Wild gander, I guess.
I mean, when it's served up.
Well, maybe we could take this up some other time after the show or something, huh?
But what will we
talk? Top Gun Will Travel. Western action drama, Sunday night on CBS Radio.
Just one thing. Where did this plot synopsis come from here? Or synopsis, I guess I should say.
Matt is written synopsis.
It's written synopsis. Maybe that's a new word.
Matt Dillon slipped it under the door. He can't spell very well.
Maybe he can.
No, we got to talk right here, though, about dandruff. And even if you've had embarrassing dandruff for years, you can get rid of it now in 3 minutes. And that's all it takes with Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Yes, unsightly dandruff's gone in 3 minutes with Fitch, the quickest, easiest of all leading shampoos. And what's more, using Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep embarrassing dandruff away. You just apply in the unique Fitch manner before you wet your hair. Rub in 1 minute, and then this way, Fitch shampoo penetrates right down to the scalp. Next, you add water and lather 1 minute to wash every trace of dandruff out of your hair. Then rinse 1 minute, and all that loosened dandruff goes down the drain. In 3 minutes with Fitch, one rubbing, one lathering, one rinsing, dandruff's gone. At the same time, gentle Fitch can leave your hair up to 35% brighter. To get rid of dandruff problems forever and brighten hair too, use Fitch regularly. Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo today, only 59 cents.
Now it's Friday, and of course, that is book review time. If we may, Cyril, please.
Well, sir.
Here now, to our microphones, is the Bob and Ray book reviewer, Webley Webster.
Wait a minute. Let me go with that kind of music again. It makes me sound like I'm a wash well, that
well,
one.
I know. I think it's bright and gay.
It's kind of rocky.
You want to see if we can find
staggering.
Something to take that place of that?
Yeah, you could.
All right. Here now, my microphone.
Oh, that really works.
I think that's more staggering than
that. It's like I'm crawling along the wall to get to the microphone.
Well, I'll tell you, we'll spend the weekend looking for a new theme for you. In the meantime, you have a book you can review.
Yes, I have, Bob. It's called Fool's Gold.
Yeah?
And it's all about Alaska.
Oh, that should be good. Has it got a lot of action in it?
Oh, has it got action in it? I don't know, quite a bit. Well, anyway, the players are downstairs. They're all set to reenact the most interesting scene. This takes part about in the second chapter, and they're about 4 days at sea. And
you're set for me, Captain? That's right, matey. Which way be the wind blowing?
Well, I believe it's north-northeast, Captain. That means bad weather ahead.
No. I ask ye for what it means, I'll ask ye. Meanwhile, just which direction be the wind blowing?
Yeah, she's blowing north-northeast, Captain.
Why,
you
know enough to salute the good captain when you're talking to him?
Oh, begging your pardon, sir. As a matter of fact, it's south-southwest.
Well, that's about all the time we have, but that gives you an idea. I recommend the book Fool's Gold for everybody from 6 to 60.
Well, okay, we'll look for it, but I can't see how that seemed to be in there anyplace. We'll have our weekend parting words for you in just 10 seconds.
Parting words. Have a happy weekend, and we'll see you Monday. Until then, Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
Lowell Thomas reports every shade of the nightly news on the CBS Radio Network.
KNX, AM and FM, CBS Radio in Los Angeles. Be up. In Los Angeles. Be up.